Today we're going to do the 11th bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. That's the bracha of Hashiva Shoftenu Kvari Shana. So what we ask in this bracha is as follows. Hashiva Shoftenu Kvari Shana. Hashem should restore our judges Kvari Shana like it was at first. V'yoyatzenu Kvatachila. So right away, Hashiva Shoftenu Kvari Shana. Hashem should restore our judges like it was at first. This is the first stage of the Geula. After Tekaba Shofar Gadol Acheruseinu, we mentioned that Hashem should bring back the judges because this has to do with our Geula. Because in the times of the Geula, Hashem is going to return the Sanhedrin. And when there's a Sanhedrin, so then there's justice and honesty in Klal Yisrael, and the judges are judging correctly. And then Hashem could bring the Geula. As the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tavkuf Lamites, says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashra Shechinasai Al Yisrael, Hashem will not rest his Shechina on Klal Yisrael, Ad Sheyichlu Shoftim V'Shoytrim Ra'im Yisrael, until the corrupt judges and officers in Klal Yisrael are eradicated. So that's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamites, that the Hashras HaShechina can only come if the corrupt judges and officers are gotten rid of. So Mamela, when we're asking Hashem for the Geula, all the brachas, the different variations of asking for the Geula, the different pratim involved. So one thing we have to mention, and it's really the first step for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the Hashras HaShechina, is that Hashem should bring back justice, the justice system of Klal Yisrael with the Sanhedrin. If you have judges who are not afraid, a judge in Klal Yisrael has to be fearless and not intimidated by the chashuvim, in quotes, the people who have a lot of money and have a lot of influence in the community. They have to. That was a problem in the times of the Gulach, in the times of the Golas, Chazal say, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because the Dayanim were listening to the people who they wanted money from. But Fakat, Hashiva, Sheftenu, Kavari, Sheina, bring it back like it used to be with the Sanhedrin, that sets the stage for the Gulach. And then we continue. V'yoyatzenu kevatchila. So what is V'yoyatzenu kevatchila? That means, Yoyatzenu means our advisors. Literally what it means is that our leaders and our advisors should be returned as well. It's a continuation of Hashiva. Hashiva Shaiftenu Kavari Shainov Yoyatzenu Kavatchila. That our advisors, our leaders should be returned Kavatchila like it was originally. And the Avodram points out, others as well, that the Nusach of this bracha is based on a Pasuk in Yeshaya, in Kapitel Aleph, Pasuk Chavav. It's in the Haftarah of Pashas Dvarim. That the it says in that pasuk, V'ashiva shayftayich kvari shayna, Hashem says, I will return your judges, restore your judges like it was in the beginning. V'yoyatzayich kvatchila, and your yoyatzim, your leaders and advisors, also like they were originally. So that's obvious that this bracha is based on this pasuk. Hashiva shayftenu kvari shayna, v'yoyatzenu kvatchila. And there in Yeshaya they bring the Vilna Gaon. Mefarshim bring Likutei Hagra, that the Vilna Gaon wrote on that pasuk in Yeshaya, that there's a difference between Shoftim and Yoyatzim. Shoftim is judges. When there's a Din Torah, so the Shoftim are the ones in Klal Yisrael who pasuk in the Din Torah, the Paiskim, the Rabbanim, the Dayanim, that is Shoftim. The Yoyatzim are leaders in Klal Yisrael who instruct us what to do and how to act in order that we shouldn't have to come to the Shoftim, in order that we should avoid Dinei Torah, to teach Klal Yisrael how to act and what to do in a way that we should avoid Dinei Torah b'chlal and avoid problems. So we're asking Hashem, Hashiva Shoftenu Kvari Shana, but at the same time, V'yoyatzenu Kvatchila, that we should have the proper leaders who guide us in the right way and make us as much as possible avoid the having to come onto Shoftim. And then the next line we say is V'haser Mimenu Yogoyin V'anacha. What's V'haser Mimenu? Hashem should remove from us Yagoin va'anocha. Those two words often go together. Yagoin means sorrow. Anocha means groaning. Anocha is what the person does. Anocha, I could say, is the reaction to yagoin. When a person has yagoin, a sorrowful state, with a matzav of tzara, so his reaction to that is anocha, he groans. So Hashem should remove from us yagoin va'anocha. Now what shaychus does this have over here? Hashem should bring the geula and take away our pains. What does it have to do specifically with Hashiva Shoftenu Kvari Shana? So I saw a beautiful pshat from Rav Chaim Kanevsky Shlita. Rav Chaim Kanevsky has a sefer Taima Dekra, we've quoted before. I believe in Atta Chayin El Adam Das, he mentioned the pshat of his. So the next pshat he has in his sefer Taima Dekra, after that one, is on this bracha. And he says like this, and he was machaving to the sefer also that we quoted before, the Baruch Sha'amar, which is the Torah Tamimah's Sefer on Tefillah. So in the Baruch Shamar and Reb Chaim Kanevsky, they both say the same word over here, that the Shaychus of V'hasem Mimenu Yogoyin V'anacha is based on a Gemara in Shabbos, in the same daf that we just mentioned, same sugi actually. same agarata. In the Gemara in Shabbos, Tavkuf Lametes, that the Gemara says there as follows. Imro isa dar, if you see a dar, shatzarois, rabbis, bois, alav, that there are many tzarois at that time, could definitely could describe most of the years of our galus, including today. If you see a dar, shatzarois, rabbis, bois, alav, tsei uvidoik b'dayona Yisrael. Go and check, go investigate the dayanim of Yisrael, the people who are passing the shailas in Klal Yisrael, the rabbanim. Shakol purani yeshava la'olam, loiba ela b'shvil dayona Yisrael. Very scary thought. The Peronis that come to Klal Yisrael and to the entire world are because of the injustice and the corruption that there is within the justice system of Klal Yisrael. When there's no Sanhedrin, many people will pass Shaila based on who asked the Shaila and based on the ramifications of the Shaila and what the community is going to say and what the big wigs in the community are going to say. So that's something that's so important that the Gemara says that all the tzaras come when Klal Yisrael, the judges in Klal Yisrael are not judging with honesty and integrity. And Zokta Reb Chaim Kinevsky and the Torah Tamima, that's the pshat here, a beautiful pshat in the connection of this tefillah. Hashiva Shaftein Kavari Shanov, bring back, restore that justice in Klal Yisrael, Memela Vahasem Imenu Yagoin Va'anacha, all the sorrow, all the groaning, all the tzaras that we suffer for all the generations will automatically be removed as soon as Hashem restores the Shaftein Kavari Shaina and brings back the justice within the Dayana Yisrael. Now one may think to ask, when we say such a tefillah and we concentrate on it, that Hashem should bring back the shayftim that we always used to have, one may ask from the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hei, that the Gemara says, a person is not supposed to look at shayftim in other generations. It says, Vela shayfit ashayyeh bayamim ahim. So the Gemara says, Ein lecha leilich elach ha-shayfit shabiyamav. You're supposed to trust your shayftim. You shouldn't go searching, oh, what they used to have back in the day. They used to have the gedolei achrayim, and back it was the rishayim and the paiskim. So a person shouldn't do that. He should follow along to the shayftim that he has in his days. So here we go in the tefillah. We're asking Hashem, bring back the shayftim of a different day. How does that work out with that Gemara? But I think the answer is fairly obvious, that what the Gemara means there is concerning the authority of the Shaiftim. You shouldn't say, oh, I don't have to obey these Rabbanim, or anything. 200 years ago we had Rabbanim, we had Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Beis Meir, and the Ktsais, and the Nesivis. These people knew Halacha. Well, what do our Rabbanim know? You could probably catch them on Halacha and Shulchan Aruch somewhere, or you could catch them somewhere else. A person shouldn't do that. You have to obey the Rabbanim and respect the authority of Rabbanim, or else the entire system will go haywire. So, of course, you have to respect the Shaiftim Shabiyamav and Loi Chachma Sha'alta Alze. If you say we don't have good Paiskim, we don't have good Rabbanim, we have good appropriate Rabbanim for our generation and we have to follow their authority. But it doesn't take away the fact that it is in our place to ask that Hashem should bring back the Shaiftim that there were back then, the Shaiftim that were bigger Chachamim, the Shaiftim that were bigger Tzadikim, and like we said, they were fearless and unintimidated by the big wigs of society. So of course we want to bring back that mishpat, that justice, that takes away the yogin va'anocha, that brings the hashras, hashchina, that's something that's so important, it's not a problem to ask for that. Anshe Knesset HaGdolah felt it was so important to put it in one of the bakashas here in Shemayna Esrei. The guy with the authority of the dayanim, once a dayan, a rav, paskins these days, you shouldn't say that he's not a bona fide dayan, because the authority of the rabbanim has to continue, kol dar, lefi shayfta, of every dar, according to their judges. Okay, right after that we continue. Umaloich aleinu ata Hashem levadecha bechesed uverachamim. You Hashem should rule over us. Umaloich aleinu, rule over us ata Hashem levadecha. That's like parenthetically, rule over us ata Hashem levadecha. You Hashem alone bechesed uverachamim. In other words, rule over us bechesed uverachamim, with kindness and merachamim, with mercy. I didn't see a real good pshat here. What? Where this fits into the tefillah. We're talking about mishpat here. That Hashem should bring back the shayftim kavari shayna, and that will take away the yogurt v'anocha, and Hashem should rule over us b'chesed uverachamim. What connection does that have? So I would like to suggest the pshat based on a Gemara in Shabbos with a vart of Rabbi Belsky Shlita. That Rabbi Yisrael Belsky from Torah Vadas, I heard from him a beautiful pshat on a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yura Med Aleph, says as follows. The Gemara says, "Kol dayon shadon din emes la'amitoi." Any judge who paskins the emes din with honesty and justice, mala olav hakasuv, the Torah considers it ki'ilu nase shutif la'hakadosh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis, as if he becomes a partner to Hashem in the creation of the world in the maisa bereishis. A dayon that's done din emes la'amitoi, Hashem considers it ki'ilu he's a shutif la'hakadosh baruch hu b'maisa bereishis. What in the world is the Gemara telling us? A person is a judge who judges la'emes la'amitoi. So how does he become a partner to the creation of the world? So Rabbi Belsky said a fascinating insight. He said like this: we all know that Hashem created the world with a partnership of rachamim and din. Hashem saw that the world can't exist with only din, so Hashem created, which says b'yayim b'ra Hashem Elokim, there was Hashem which is midas harachamim and Elokim which is midas hadin. So there was a shita for a partnership of midas harachamim and midas hadin in the Briyas HaOlam. So Rabbi Belsky said, it says in the Zohar that when there's mishpat delasato, with dalet lamed tuf tuf aleph delasato, below mishpat delasato, when there's mishpat below on this world, then there doesn't have to be mishpat dela'ela, mishpat that's above. In other words, if there's mishpat in this world, if there's justice and honesty in this world, then Hashem doesn't have to look at us with mishpat, with din. Hashem could look at us with rachamim. If we are corrupt and there's no mishpat delasato, there's no mishpat below, so then Hashem has to treat us, chas v'shalom, with the midas hadin from above. Therefore, if there has to be a partnership in the world of din and rachamim, so how do we make sure that Hashem treats us b'rachamim if we do din? If we make sure that we have din, justice in Lamata down here, then Hashem could do the rachamim. Memela, you become a shutef, a partner to Hashem in Maisa Bereishis, because Maisa Bereishis inherently is a partnership of rachamim and din. If you supply the din, if you do the midas ad-din down here, so then you become a partner, and you do the, now Hashem doesn't have to do that din. Hashem could treat us with rachamim, with chesed, and therefore you become a partner in Maisa Bereishis. That's the pshat Rabbi Belsky said in that Gemara. Yeah. That's a good point. L'chayr, if we have rachamim, so then we have to have din. But l'maisa, there is no zayah that says that. That if there's rachamim ilasata, so I don't know if there's no zayah, but if there's rachamim down here, then there won't be rachamim. Adarabu, that has nothing to do with the maisa bereishis. So rachamim that we do, Hashem says, also Gemara in Shabbos, that Hashem is merachim ala briyos. Hashem is merachim on a person only if they're merachim ala briyos. Rachamim encourages more rachamim. But din, when it means that you're just, justice, not din in a harsh way, but din that when we act and paskin honestly and justfully, so then when we paskin the mishpat, then the Zohar says that Hashem doesn't have to act with midas ha-din. Adrabba, that brings out the midas ha-chesed of Hashem. That's the pshat there, that a dayan that's done din emes amitai is ki'ilu becomes a shutuf in the ma'aseh bereishis because he's taken over part of that partnership. So I think that could be a pshat possibly over here as well. Hashiva shayftenu kavar yishayna, restore the judges who are going to paskin with mishpat. We're going to have mishpat elasata. We're going to have mishpat down here. Therefore, umaloich aleinu ata Hashem levadcha v'chesed uverachamim. You Hashem alone should judge us with what? To deal with us, rule over us? B'chesed uverachamim, with kindness and rachamim. You don't have to do the mishpat. We'll take care of the mishpat. Bring back the mishpat. Bring back the Sanhedrin and the shayftim that judge with mishpat. Then you can do what your real ratzon is, to treat us b'chesed uverachamim. And it could be that's the hadgash over here. Ata Hashem levadcha. Hashem is always the lashon of midas harachamim, midas hachesed. Elokim is the midas hadin. So we say you bring back the judges, meaning help us restore that situation, that matzav that we had, where we are the judges, we are the ones doing mishpat. And then umaloich aleinu ata Hashem levadcha, you Hashem with the name of midas harachamim should judge us, should rule over us b'chesed uverachamim, that you'll be able to act with us b'chesed uverachamim, because we'll be doing that mishpat delasato. You don't have to treat us with midas hadin from above. And then right before the chasim of the bracha, we say v'tzadikenu b'mishpat, which means that Hashem should make us righteous. Tzadkeinu b'mishpat, through judgment. So a difficult expression, but I believe the pshat is based on the continuation of the pasuk there in Yeshayah, that if we are honest and we have a good justice system, so then if we're not corrupt, so then Hashem will consider us again righteous people. V'tzadkeinu, you should consider us righteous people b'mishpat, with the mishpat that we do, like it says over there in that pasuk. V'ashiva shayftayach kavari shaynav v'yayatayach kavatchila. What's after that? Achrichein, after that, Yikarei loch ir hatzedek. You will be called the city of righteousness. Kirya ne'mana, faithful city. But ir hatzedek, you will be the city of righteousness, because after we are so careful to have the judges, to have the shayftim that are going to paskin with justice, then Hashem will call us the ir hatzedek, and therefore we say, v'tzadkeinu, make us that ir hatzedek, make us those people of tzedek, b'mishpat, through restoring the mishpat in Klal Yisrael. And the chasim of the bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Oyhev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, the King who loves righteousness and judgment. When tzedakah is mentioned together with mishpat, the mafarshim say it doesn't mean charity. It's not that type of tzedakah. Sometimes it could be a remez to it also, but the pashup shat in the pasuk, when we say mishpat tzedakah, tzedakah or mishpat, is referring to righteousness. Righteousness and judgment. And it's a very interesting lashon, melech oyhev tzedakah or mishpat. Very rarely, this is the only time in Shemayna Esrei, but very rarely b'chlal we say that Hashem loves. Truth is, we have towards the end, teres chayim v'avas chesed, right? But that is what Hashem gave us. We'll see later about in Sim Shalom. But to say that Hashem loves something is very rare. A person loves usually someone or something that's very similar to themselves. Tzedakah u'mishpat, Hashem loves tzedakah u'mishpat because that is the midah of Hashem, chaysamay shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emes. Hashem is truth, Hashem is justice. The pasuk in Parshas Hazinu says, kel emuna ve'ein avel, tzadik v'yashar hu. Hashem is righteous, Hashem is straight. That is the metzias of Hashem. Tzadik v'yashar hu, the epitome of righteousness and justice. So Hashem is someone who is oyev, tzedakah u'mishpat, and that's be'emes, the pasuk, the next pasuk over there in Yeshaya. We were doing Yeshaya Aleph Pasuk Chavav. Now in Pasuk Chav Zayin, it says the lashon of the pasuk, which is also a famous lashon: Tzion v'mishpat tipadeh. Tzion will be redeemed with mishpat v'shaveh v'tzdaka. And those who return to her, those who return to Tzion v'tzdaka with righteousness. So faket, we end over here the bracha of the Hashiva Shevtenu Kvar Yishana by praising Hashem that He is a Melech Oyev Tzedaka u'mishpat. That Hashem loves righteousness and judgment, and that itself, Hashem's love of righteousness and judgment, will set the stage for the Ashuras HaShechina. Because if you bring us back the righteousness and the judgment with the Shoiftim, that itself will bring the Geula. As we just said, Tzion b'mishpati padeh v'shaveh b'tztaka, the Geula comes b'schus of mishpat and tztaka. And since Hashem loves that, loves those midos so much, so we ask Hashem to restore to us that matzav where we have the justice, and that will set the stage for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash and the Hashuras HaShechina.